a Guten Erev Shabbos. Much of what I'm going to share with you now is based on different shiurim that I heard from Rebbetzin Berger, with my own twist and agenda at the end, as you will find out. In this week's Parshas Lech Lecha, we meet Hagar running away from her home where she had been living with Avram and Sarah. She had married Avraham at Sarah's request, and she had become expecting, and then she started looking down upon Sarah, thinking that Sarah was a fraud. After all, she was expecting right away, while Sarah had not yet conceived a child. And when she started acting in a more superior manner to Sarah, Sarah started being ma'ana her in some way, causing her pain, meaning making her act as a maid to make it clear to her that you are still the shevcha, and I am going to be in charge of the chinuch of this coming child. And Hagar resisted that discomfort. She did not want to be put in her place. Whether there was an actual inoy taking place, or whether it was just the way Hagar perceived it, because having seen herself as a higher position now than Sarah, so then being treated as a maid would be something that would cause her discomfort and distress. So she runs away, but tibrach mipaneha. And Amalach finds her as she's wandering the midbar, and he calls out to Hagar and says, Where are you going? Where are you coming from? And where are you going? To which Hagar responds, she says to the Malach, Mipnei Sarai Gvirti Anochi Vorachas, from Sarah my mistress I am running away from. And she doesn't answer the Malach's second question. She only addresses the first, of where she's coming from, but not to where she's heading. And in fact, this sheds great light on Hagar's running away in the first place. A big piece of the problem here was that Hagar did not know where she was heading. She did not have she'ifo. She did not have direction. She didn't have aspirations. Because had she had aspirations for growth, for coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for achieving shleimus in her life, she would have recognized that staying exactly where she was, in the home of Avram and Sarah, no matter if it was uncomfortable, no matter if she felt downtrodden, that was what was going to help her achieve shleimus. That was what was going to bring her to a higher place in life. But without knowing where she was heading, without having a she'ifa, without having a direction, when she faced an obstacle, when she faced a challenge, when she faced discomfort, she just runs away. We see this kind of attitude again with Hagar in the next week's parsha, in Parsha's Vayera, when again she has been thrown out of the house together with her son Yishmael, and she's again wandering the midbar, and her son Yishmael becomes sick, and he's dying, and she doesn't have enough water for him, and he is in pain. And instead of tending to her child and comforting him in his last moments and being there for him in his tsar, she just abandons her child. She doesn't want to see his pain. She doesn't want to see that suffering. It's too distressful for her. She just drops him. She just sends him off and she leaves. And then she just goes wandering off. She didn't have the wherewithal. She says, Al ar'eb b'mos hayelad. I don't want to see him die. It's too much for me. It's too hard for me to see him in his pain. So she just abandons him to his suffering on his own. What kind of mother does that? Like, she just, when she faces that challenge and discomfort again, she just abandons it. She doesn't want to face any discomfort. And again, a Malach speaks to her, and the Malach says, "Vayomerla, Malach Hagar, what's going on, Hagar? Like, what's happening?" Malach knows what's happening. He's asking her, "What's the problem? What isn't the problem? She just left. She just got thrown out of the house. Her son is dying." He has to ask her, "What's the problem?" The problem was quite apparent. But again, the Malach is rebuking her. The Malach is telling her, "Malach, What's with you? How come you haven't learned from Avram and Sarah how they faced challenges? There was no one who would say that Avram and Sarah had an easy life. Avram faced 10 such difficult nisyonos, which could have knocked out anybody after the first or second or third. And Avraham proceeded from one to the next, going higher and higher and higher, each one bringing him to higher levels of shleimus. And they didn't shy away from their challenges. They embraced their challenges. Sarah, very much the same. Sarah had her own set of nisyonos. It's interesting if you look at the next parsha, Parshas Chayisara. And don't worry, I'm not trying to take care of Lech Lecha Vayercha or Sarah to get out of the next three audio clips. Yemir Tashem, we'll have audio clips on each one. But in Parshas Chayei Sarah, where it talks in the very first pasuk there, Vayihu Chayei Sarah Mea Shana Ve'Esrim Shana Ve'Sheva Shanim Shnei Chayei Sarah, right? And Rashi says there on Shnei Chayei Sarah that it repeats after breaking down the years, and then it sums it up all together. Shnei Chayei Sarah, Rashi says, Kulan Shavin Latova, all equally good. And you can almost chuckle when you hear that, all equally good. This is what's considered good. Good is someone who watched her father get, blown up in a furnace. And, so she had to be raised by her siblings. And then she's in Akara for so many years. She got kidnapped twice in her life. The one child that she finally was zocha to, she thought was killed by Akedas. Right? This is Kulan Shavin Latova. But yes, it was Latova. Because Sarah had aspirations. Sarah had she'ifos. Sarah's goal in life, as Avram was Dveikas Vahashem and becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every obstacle that she faced, every challenge that she faced, was yet another tool, another stepping stone to get her to where she wanted to go, to get her to come to Dveikas Vahakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Hagar is being reproved to Malach. Why aren't you learning from Avraham and Sarah, who embrace their challenges as opportunities for growth, as opposed to just running away when something's uncomfortable, when something's distressful? And this question that was posed in Parshas Lech Lecha to Hagar by the Malach, about where are you coming from and where are you going, is questions that we need to ask ourselves on a consistent basis. The where are you coming from could be pretty simple to answer, and we can answer it on multiple levels. We could talk about the schools we went to, we could talk about the seminary we went to, we could talk about the homes we grew up in, we could talk about our avos and imahus. But the bigger question, the burning question that has to be on our minds at all times, is where are we going? Where are we heading? Are we people who have she'ifos? Are we people who have a direction that we're heading in? Because when you have a she'ifa and when you have a direction, then even when you encounter obstacles, or especially when you encounter obstacles, you realize that every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way is another opportunity for growth, is another opportunity for Dveikas BaHaKadosh Baruch Hu, another means for us to achieve our greater goal of becoming the best people we can possibly be. Without that, when we encounter discomfort, when we encounter challenges, we just fall apart. We just we shy away from it. We run away from it. We run away from our challenges. And that is not something that is one that shows a mark of understanding of where we are heading in life. Okay, here's for the twist. Here's for the agenda. I know I'm so obvious, but what could you do? Chavura, of course, right? We are people with she'ifos. We are people with directions. Something like joining a chavura is so helpful for us to keep reminding us that we are people who want to grow. We are people who want to achieve Dveikas VaHashem. We are people who are constantly working on ourselves, that even without the years of schooling where someone was handing it to us so easily, now that we're in charge of our own growth and taking care of our own Dveikas, making that step to join a chabura where we join together with other like-minded individuals, with a mentor, with the learning, all together, growing, striving, it's just a great way to think about that question of where am I heading on a regular basis and taking steps to walk in that direction. Wishing you all a most beautiful Shabbos, a beautiful year, and looking forward to growing together. Kol Tov.